when I'm passing through our next conversation. We loaded you up, buddy. I was looking at you.
I hope everybody's ready for a long haul here. The first order of business for the Conservation Committee is approval of the previous committee minutes, which have been distributed. Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Moved by Parker, second by Friedkin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those, or any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Committee item number one, land and water plan update. Mr. Cook.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a few notes here for you. Through the third quarter of this fiscal year, FY07, there were 5,506 active wildlife management plans, totaling 19.9 million acres. This represents an increase of about 200 plans and an increase of 1.7 million acres from this same time last year. So again, our wildlife management planning process working with private lands continues to grow, continues to be a very popular program. I believe we are addressing the needs as they arise, and we hope to continue that program to grow.
How many plans again?
Total active plans, 5,506.
Okay.
20 million acres.
Yeah. Wow.
Forever.
How many plants have we done now in West Texas since we've
been? I don't know the breakdown. I saw Ruben a while ago back there.
I can get that number for you.
Yeah, we can get it. It's gone well. It's gone
well. 1 mile and accelerating.
Very, very. Once we made the decision to go, everybody got on board. Didn't necessarily want that train to leave the station, but once it did, we got on board.
Very positive comments.
Lots of cooperation. Another item, another $2.2 million has been allocated to Texas for the continued recovery from Hurricane Rita and Katrina. Federal funds. These funds will be used to restore boat ramps, remove debris from navigation channels, and wetland restoration. Earlier this week, at the request of the governor's office, and in response to what appeared to be a major hurricane in Hurricane Dean, 250 Texas game wardens and 125 boats were deployed to South Texas in preparation for Hurricane Dean. And I will tell you, the cooperation between the emergency offices and the organization that we have in place now, Keith and his staff have worked very closely with it. State Parks, the Wildlife Division, everybody is involved. Everybody's kept informed. When the nod was given, like I say, early this week, they were there. They were on the road, ready to go, loaded with fuel, loaded with water, equipment, ready to go. Fortunately, the hurricane retained its straight due west course and made landfall, and we were able to call those folks back out relatively quickly. But the response was ready and was done promptly. On the same line, we have selected 40 applicants for our next Game Warden Academy. Very diverse group. I think you'll be pleased with this group. Very good group. And the 53rd Game Warden Academy class is scheduled to begin October 1, 2007. So again, a big step for us, continuing that effort to train our wardens. This warden class may be the last class that is trained at our academy here in town. We believe our next class will actually be out on the ground in the brush on the Hamilton County site. So we're looking forward to that. A note from our freshwater fish hatcheries, which produced over 8 million largemouth bass in this fiscal year, which is a record number for us. So given all the algae problems and some of those issues going on with this great year by Mr. Grosher and his staff and our freshwater fishermen. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bob. Committee item number two. Rules regarding eligibility of real property for inclusion in state park system. Walt Danley will do that presentation.
Chairman Commissioner, I'm Walt Dabney, State Parks Director. In House Bill 12 required that we establish or you establish rules related to accepting donated lands for inclusion into the state park system. We're looking at six categories of the types of lands that you would add to the park system, contiguous to existing park lands, and that certainly would include in holdings, and we have a number of situations where that would be very valuable to us. It's recreational value, it's natural resource value, it's historical value, and many of these lands would have components of all three of those, usually anyway. It's size and ancillary value. Contiguous, obviously, would augment existing parkland. One of the most important components of this is that when you add lands to an existing park, you don't increase your cost very much. You just make the park better, whether that's watershed or wildlife habitat or recreational opportunities. And also this last one, preserving or enhancing natural boundaries. Government Canyon is a perfect example of every one of these parks within the future. If it's not already, it's going to be an island. So if it's not big enough to sustain itself as an island, it's going to be limited value in the future, or less value. Its recreational value is pretty self-explanatory. Certainly water features are a major draw, wildlife, trails, etc. Natural resource value, protecting environmentally sensitive areas, protection of endangered species certainly can be a component. Educational opportunities to talk about history or natural science. And community partnerships, and what this is, a perfect example, again, using Government Canyon, was a real partnership with the city of San Antonio, the water districts, and so forth, to focus around the protection of an aquifer and also build you a wonderful park as well. Historical value, pretty self-evident. We have gaps in the history of telling the story of Texas in the park system, and if a piece of land would fill in one of those gaps that isn't already there, we probably don't need many more frontier forts, but there are some other pieces that we are missing. Its size, small parcels under 500 acres certainly would be important to us if it were contiguous to an existing park or an in-holding. Larger parcels over 500 acres, and in the land and water plan we talk about new parks being a minimum of 5,000 acres. And of course it would need to contribute to the goals established by you in the land and water plan. Ancillary value certainly would include wildlife habitat, viewshed, watershed, and buffer between development and existing park land. This rule pertains only to land that would be donated for consideration of inclusion into the park system, and you have, and our recommendations have in the past, included not accepting some lands that did not meet these kinds of criteria. And you certainly would be the final say in whether any piece of land is accepted or not accepted. This regulation or rule was published in the Register in July of 2007, and our recommendation is that you would adopt this if you so choose.
Any discussion by the Commission? If none, I will place this item on the Thursday Commission meeting agenda for public comment and action. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Committee item number 3, land transfer in Calhoun County, Corky Coleman.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Corky Coleman with the Land Conservation Program, Parks and Wildlife. This is an item in Calhoun County called Fawn Point Boat Ramp. It's right south of Sea Drift in San Antonio Bay. Parks and Wildlife had approximately 9 acres there, and the county, even before we transferred the first part in 2004, the county pretty much took care of the boat ramp, kept it mowed, kept the litter picked up. So we transferred the boat ramp and parking lot and some of the acreage in 2004. They have since asked us to transfer another 4.6 acres. There'll be a reversion clause if it ever is used for anything other than a boat ramp, if we revert back to Parks and Wildlife. This is a first reading of this. It will come to you again in November, so with your authorization, we'll publish public notice, hold a meeting, public meeting locally, and bring it back to you at the November meeting. Answer any questions.
Any other questions, comments? If not, I'll ask staff to begin the public notice and input process. Thank you, Corky. Committee item number four, land donation, El Paso County.
Again, my name is Corky Kuhlman. This is in Franklin Mountain, El Paso County, Texas. Just a little bit of history of the park. Franklin Mountains is the largest urban park in the nation, at a little over 24,000 acres, all within the city limits of El Paso, Texas. It was opened for limited use in 1987, and today they offer hiking, mountain biking, mountain rock climbing, some camping, primitive overnight camping, and some guided tours.
Corky, I want to pause here just a second. One of these slides that you mentioned that you're out there now, especially all commissioners, if you've never been to Franklin Mountains, I want you to take a look at this picture. Franklin Mountains literally is I hate to even call it an urban park because it just doesn't fit that mold. It is a prime park, piece of parkland that, as you can see, it is completely surrounded on three sides by the city of El Paso. And it is a site that we're really doing some things with and working on to make it more attractive and easier to manage. Excuse me, go ahead.
Well, when Walt mentioned about some of our parks becoming an island, this picture kind of supports that island theory. The El Paso Electric Company has offered to donate some right-of-way that they own. You can see the blue line represents the boundary. The magenta line in the southern tip of the park is a right-of-way that El Paso Electric actually owns. And they've offered to donate it, the right-of-way, to Parks and Wildlife, but they're going to keep a standard utility easement. And the benefit for that would be is the utility company ever sells and we own the right-of-way, it doesn't sell to another company. There again, this is the first reading of this. We will publish public notice and bring it back to you in November for final approval.
Any further discussion? If not, I'll ask staff to begin the public notice and input process. Item number five, land donation in Gonzales County.
For the record, Corky Kuhlman. This is the second reading of this item. You saw it at the last commission meeting. It is a small donation of Palmetto State Park, 1.35 acres. The green represents the boundary of the park. The small red is a donation track, so it is continuous to the park, adjacent to the park superintendent's residence. This donation of 1.3 acres will be with the landowner reserving a life estate. And this is the motion that I'll present to you tomorrow.
Any discussion or comment? I will place this item on the Thursday Commission meeting agenda for public comment and action. Committee item number six, land acquisition in Jefferson County.
For the record, my name is Corky Kuhlman. This is the J.D. Murphy Wildlife Management Area Headquarters Complex in Jefferson County. This is another small in holding, 62 foot by 92 foot. That is the area you see in green is the maintenance yard and headquarters complex of the J.D. Murphy Wildlife Management Area. This is a lot we've been after for 20 years. It's surrounded by some three sides and highway on the front. This is the second reading. You saw this one at the last commission meeting. So this is the motion that you will see before you tomorrow.
Any other discussion by the commission? I will place this item on the Thursday commission meeting agenda for public comment and action.
Thank you,
Corky. Committee item number seven, land acquisition in Grimes County. Ted Hollingsworth will give that presentation.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. My name is Ted Hollingsworth. I'm with the Land Conservation Program. This item pertains to a proposed acquisition of land that would expand Panthorpe Inn State Historic Site. I want to start by saying that Panthorpe Inn is not one of those that has been transferred to the Texas Historical Commission. It is still one we own and operate. I'd also like to say that it is a truly historic site. When you walk around in that particular house, you step on lumber that was walked across by Sam Houston and Zachary Taylor and Anson Jones. It is a truly historic site. The problem with it, that's where it's located in Anderson, Texas, is that the site's only 1.4 acres, which causes management operation issues, serious interpretive issues, and the site does not include a lot of the archaeological deposits associated with the house. This is one we've been has been a high priority for us for 20 years. The staff has stayed in touch with the family, and the family has finally reached a point where they are willing to sell at appraised value. It would, like I say, increase the size of the park from 1.4 acres to 6 acres, include a lot of the archaeological deposits that we know from previous testing are there, and would give us a lot more room for public interpretive and educational activities. This is the first reading. We're proposing at this point to seek public input and then to come back to the commission at a future meeting with a recommendation. If you have to answer any questions you might have.
Any comment by the commission? If none, I will ask the staff to begin the public notice and input process. Committee item number 8, land sale in Donley County. Ted.
Chairman, Commissioners, my name is Ted Hollingsworth. This item is the second reading, an item that you saw in a previous commission meeting. Taylor Lakes Unit is one of three units that make up the Playa Lakes WMA. This unit is in Donnelly County. It's a good WMA. The problem is that State Highway 287 lops off a 3.5 acre tract that has does not contribute to the conservation values of the WMA and is very difficult for the staff to manage. We went through a process we described to you back in January of getting a market assessment from local realtors, offering the property to the adjacent landowners. The landowner with the greatest boundary in common did not want the property. The other adjacent landowner did want the property at the price, at the asking price. We have a contract, and this is the second reading. So with your concurrence, we will bring the motion to you tomorrow to proceed to close on the sale of that 3.4 acre tract. If you have to answer any questions you might have.
If there are no further questions or comments, I will place this item on the Thursday Commission meeting agenda for public comment and action. Committee item number 9, land sale in Travis County. Once again, Ted.
Chairman and Commissioners, my name is still Ted Hollingsworth. This is an item you've seen three times already. I think there's no question that that we want to liquidate the Game Warden Academy, use those funds to develop the Hamilton County facility. In the past, we came to you and asked permission to sell 4.26 acres. In doing the title work, we discovered that we actually own the entire tract on 51st Street, a pleasant surprise to us. And so it was advertised as a 6.66 acre tract. We thought that another agency was going to get some of the proceeds. As it turns out, we own the entire tract, and so just as a technicality, we're coming back and requesting authorization to sell the balance of that property, the other 2.4 acres. It's under contract currently. The buyer is exercising their due diligence period. We would anticipate a sale, a closing, probably in October at the rate we're going. Be happy to answer any questions.
If there are no questions or comments, I will place this item on the Thursday Commission meeting agenda for public comment and action. Committee item number 10, land acquisition in Brazoria County, and I think Ted Hollingsworth has this.
I wouldn't be surprised. this particular item, Nanny and Springfellow Wildlife Management Area, we thought the entire property was in state ownership. We got a call from a sweet little old lady from Iowa several months ago saying, I think I own 20 acres of your wildlife management area. And upon looking at her documentation and doing some homework, we discovered that she was in fact correct. Fortunately, she owes a couple years worth of back taxes on the property, not much at all, but she has no interest in it, and told us that we would get the county to send her a notice saying that her back taxes were paid, that she would deed the property over to us. We've entered into a contract to that effect, and staff recommends that we proceed to do so. This would be the first reading. We would, this would be the only reading, and with your blessing, we'll bring this one to you tomorrow for authorization to proceed to close. Be happy to answer any questions you have.
Any other comments or questions about this item? If there are none, I will place this item on the Thursday Commission meeting agenda for public comment and action. In my notes, there is no item 11, but on the computer there is.
you're going to...
Okay. We will now recess for executive session. Therefore, I'd like to announce that pursuant to the requirements of Chapter 551 Government Code, referred to as the Open Meetings Act, an executive session will be held at this time for the purpose of deliberation of real estate matters under Section 551.072 of the Texas Open Meetings Act and the purpose of seeking legal advice from the General Counsel under Section 551.071 of the Open Meetings Act and the purpose of deliberation of a prospective gift or donation under Section 551.073 of the Open Meetings Act. Thank you.
Just a point of kind of operation here. I believe the room is going to be reset, so I would request that you take your gear with you. And for our public hearing, which will start at 2 p.m. I sit right up here at your podium.
Okay, I'm going to reconvene the Conservation Committee of Texas Parks and Wildlife. And then I am, or we are, officially, I've got to read my script. The committee has completed their business and we are adjourned. I would like to remind everyone that we will hold our annual public hearing this afternoon in this room beginning at 2 o'clock. So everybody, we have about, looks like 50 minutes or so. We will start promptly at 2 o'clock. With that, we're adjourned. Thank you.
Great, sir.
We're done.